Dub Nation, you're listening to the Warriors Post Up with the voice of the Warriors, Tim Roy.
Over to Moody. Moody penetrates back up to Looney. Straight on with a jumper. Come on, Looney. Knocked it down from 18.
No hesitation. Catch, fire.
Looney Matic. Adams with it.
Okay.
Kevon Looney has always been the player the Warriors have needed. He's got the headset on tonight. Kevon, a great job. What a great win for you guys. That was kind of a rock fight out there for a while, wasn't it?
Definitely. We talked about it last week. For us to get out of this funk and to get back on the winning side, it was going to have to be an ugly win, and today it was.
You know, Jonathan Kuminga has kind of had trouble being patient to become the player he wants to be. Is tonight maybe a night where he took a big step forward?
Definitely. He just sits back to wait for his opportunity. Some nights we need him to do, like he did tonight, some nights we need him just to go out there and play defense and rebound. With Steph and Draymond being out, he stepped up in a big way and showed his true potential.
Hey, Kevon, how big of a key tonight was making sure, and I know you guard the paint, you try to in every game, but specifically tonight with a team like the Rockets who don't shoot it all that well, but love to get to the paint. How important was that to keep him on the outside?
It was super important. It's something we talked about all film session and pregame. They're one of the best offensive rebound teams in the league. So our goal was to make them take tough twos and box out a rebound. I think we did a great job of that.
Talk about your mindset on rebounding, specifically offensive rebounding, and what you're looking for, not when the shot goes up, but even before the shot goes up, where it might be coming from, what position you can put yourself in to have the best chance to get that rebound.
I know my teammates really well. I know where they like to shoot the ball from. I know how they like to, how they usually miss. So for me, it's just about getting position, being physical, and get to the spot where I know it's going to be at. I think most guys don't know where the miss is going to go at, but I usually know, and I try to get there, and hopefully I can beat BP there because he'd be stealing them from me sometimes.
Hey, you're a big, strong guy, but how's your chest feel? Shengun likes to use that shoulder as a battering ram.
I live for these type of games. You know, I get the matchup against Shengun and Steven Adams. I love matchups like that. I love physicality. It was a lot of fun.
It was a lot of fun. You had 11 rebounds tonight, 5 on the offensive glass, 3 assists, and you were a team high, game high, plus 21.
Appreciate it.
All right, thank you. Kevon.
Thanks, Kevon.
Kevon Looney, our guest. Warriors win 99-93, a huge victory. 99-93, just a huge win for Golden State tonight. No Steph Curry, no Draymond Green, 5-game losing streak, confidence low, not shooting the ball well from the free throw line, but they played a real spirited, gutsy, physical type of game tonight, the type of game they had to play, and they get the win. Jonathan Kuminga, maybe his best game as a pro. 33 points, new career high. And it's not just the scoring. It's how he got his points and what he did on the floor, battling on both ends. He got 6 rebounds. You know, and you would say, well, he should get more with that athleticism. But, yeah, remember, he plays on a team that has Looney and Pajemski who combined for 23. Wiggins added another 9 rebounds. He was fantastic tonight at times. And he had 23 points to go with the 9 boards. So it was just exactly what the head coach, I think, would have wanted, the type of game, the type of effort he got, and they upset the Rockets tonight. Rockets were a favorite with the injuries to Steph and Draymond, and more importantly, got some good feelings going back in this building, got some good feelings in their locker room, and again, ending the losing streak, you can't even put a number or a value on that. It's just amazing.
No, he was really, really good tonight, no doubt about it. Although I will have to stop you when you say, Looney, I'll accept. If I'm 6'8", 6'9", and athletic, I'm not going to accept that a 6'2 guy is out there getting rebounds over me and going, you know, that's okay. Pachemski's out there getting rebounds. No, he should be the one getting 10 or 11. But, look, steps. And that's a step in his evolution to be able to get to that point where he's getting 7 rebounds a game. I mean, there's no reason he shouldn't. But he had 6 and 13 for 22. He really didn't shoot as many threes in the second half. Like, second half was all about attacking and attack mode. And I love that when he gets going downhill. He's hard to stop. He's got a high release point. He gets up on his jump shot, and he can just elevate over people anywhere from 10 feet in. as long as he's not dribbling sideways and fading away, he puts himself in a great position to score. So he was fantastic tonight. I thought the defensive game plan was really, really solid. The Warriors outscored him by 10 in the paint. Like, you know, the Rockets would love to get to the paint with their athleticism, but they were, you know, 21 for 41, which, you know, is over 50%, but that's not very good from the paint. You should be up around 60% from the paint. And they missed a lot of layups, a lot of three-foot turnarounds, a lot of, like, floaters in the lane. They just could not get it going. Kept them off the glass to a reasonable extent. They had 11 offensive rebounds, but so did the Warriors, and they only converted that for 7 points, 3 for 12 on second chance points. So, look, they did a lot of the grimy stuff that they needed to do to win this game. They knew it wasn't going to be like a 120 to 118 type game. You're just not going to have that type of game with the defense the Rockets play and without Steph. But I thought they did a nice job in the fourth quarter. We talked about closing and getting somebody to score and somebody to take over. And they found that they wanted to go for Van Vliet. And I thought Wiggins and Kuminga were very aggressive but patient in waiting till they could get that matchup that they wanted. And then when they got that matchup they wanted, then they exploded. Then they came out and attacked it. And they got buckets at the rim. Wiggins, a couple buckets at the rim. Kuminga, a couple buckets at the rim. So I thought it was just a kind of a really nice game plan against a team that is athletic, it can't shoot, and making them take really, really tough twos. And just, you know, it wasn't pretty, but coming out of losing streaks rarely is. Rarely do you get a game where you go out there and cruise win by 18. It's just never that easy. You got to fight, claw, scratch to try to get a win, and that's exactly what they did tonight. So that was absolutely well-deserved.
According to cleantheglass.com, in the mid-range tonight, the Rockets shot 28.2, the Warriors 28.9.
Yeah, it wasn't pretty.
No. And, again, that, you know, certainly is something the Warriors have to you know, look at. And, you know, you want on the offense, you want to clean that up. On the defensive side, yes, that's a good defensive night for them. Their defensive yep. rating tonight was 95.9. But, you know, I'm always impressed with teams that have the kind of grit to grind out wins when you don't have people. We saw it during the dynasty period because, you know, they would have games without Steph or Steph and KD, Steph and Draymond, but they had so many intelligent veterans that you could say, okay, they've got a chance to win because they've got these guys. And this was good because you got guys like Kuminga and Bajemski who are still finding their way in this league, and they fought their way through.
I think that's a very, very good pick. And just, you know, you got Minnesota coming in now who's trying to find themselves.
Yep.
I mean, they've been scuffling this year. So they're probably hoping they can come in here. We don't know the status of Steph and Draymond coming up over the weekend. But with Steph, like, Steph was more rest tonight, was he not?
I would think so. I don't want to get anybody fined, but
I mean, we don't know. I thought that's what it said, what I read. Maybe I wrote it down and I read it. I'm not positive.
Injury management, I believe. Is
I did, yeah, something like that. Hopefully he'll be back. And, look, I mean, T-Wolves are desperate, too. They're trying to find their way. Although I do feel like, I don't know if you feel the same way, but I still feel Oklahoma City is going to be the team at the top at the end of the year. And I feel like we're going to have about close to 10 teams that are just in a Pier 6 brawl. Like, they're just getting after it, and it's going to be all season long. And at the end of the year, if you win two or three in a row, you might move up four spots.
Yep.
You lose three or four in a row, you might move down five spots. Like, that's how close I think it's going
to
be.
Yeah, the Warriors went from 2 to 6, losing five in a row.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I think that's the way it's going to be because I don't see necessarily any team out there that is, like, a dominant number two team. I can see the strengths of each team, but each of them have flaws. Like, Oklahoma City is about the only team I look at when they're healthy and say, you know what, that team's stacked. They're stacked with size. They're stacked with scoring. They're stacked with shooting. They're stacked defensively, offensively, and depth. They're just stacked. Every other team is a team I look at and go, boy, they got some really good positives, but they also got some negatives, stuff that you can exploit on their team. I mean, the Warriors just played Denver. Denver's starting lineup is nails, absolutely nails. You get to the bench, well, you don't know what you're going to get on a nightly basis. I think every team kind of has that. So it's going to be wild. It really is. It's going to be wild this year in the West. Like, I think it's they're really good teams, but I think they're just so close together. And I think for the viewer, it's awesome because there's so many games you're going to be able to turn on this year and
listener,
I'm sorry. I'll learn. Probably not. But you're going to be say, God, I want to listen to that game.
Exactly. You want to listen to the game.
But like the next two games. I mean, look at that. You got Houston, Minnesota, Minnesota, Houston. And then Dallas possibly or, well, not possibly. Dallas or OKC.
Either one, yeah.
I mean, that's what? Five games, six games in a row.
Yeah.
You're getting really good teams. So,
right.
Yeah, it's very entertaining.
It is. It's really entertaining. It's fun for the fans.
Yeah.
And I think it's going to be
fun for me.
It's terrifying for the coaches, but, you know.
Yeah, I'm not terrified at all. Give me more good matchups. I love good matchups.
Oh, man.
Like, I know from a coaching standpoint, like, yeah, we could use a break and play this team or that team occasionally. But from a fan standpoint, that's all you ever want. You just want fun matchups to listen to, watch. You just because they're fun. You get the best versus the best. Like, hopefully Steph will be back. If Steph's playing Anthony Edwards, I mean, those are two of the best players in the league. They're both Olympians this past year. So it just that's what you want. You want to see the best players do show you what they can do. And that's kind of what the NBA has been built on. And give me a good matchup, and I'm in for it.
Well, tomorrow night, we do it all over again, same
time. I'll be back.
Same bat time, same bat channel.
Looking forward to it. Should be fun. Get to see my good friend Jim Peterson.
Yeah, and I understand that you and JP are going to combine for a press table tomorrow.
We are.
Looking forward to that.
Yeah, I'm going to talk to Jim and kind of get his thoughts on the Wolves and where they're at. And, you know, since last year, making it to the Western Conference Finals, what's been the biggest difference? Obviously, how is the trade? You know, gone for him. How's Julius Randle fit in? I haven't got a chance to watch a bunch of games. Obviously, DiVincenzo there as well. So I'm curious to get his thoughts on where the Wolves are at right now. And are they kind of ascending or still kind of, I wouldn't say descending, but still trying to find themselves?
The only time where it's good to be descending is when you're on a plane.
Yes.
And then you're descending. You're going to land soon.
Definitely.
So.
And yeah.
Yeah, don't tell me we're going to be on the ground. Tell me we're landing.
Yes, yes.
Don't say, we're going to be on the ground. I don't want to be on the ground.
Yeah.
I want to land.
No, when I'm putting up Christmas lights, I don't want to be descending.
No, no. I got to tell you, last year was the first year I do the yard stuff.
Yep.
But last year's first year I hired somebody.
Did you really?
No,
he
did the garage.
Yeah,
well, because, you know,
now
there's nobody around to hold the ladder.
No.
You know, you're sitting up there like,
yeah,
hanging on like.
Oh. I totally get it, soft. But because I did mine.
Local Fairfield man down in the bush.
Yeah. Soft. The concrete's hard, Tom.
I put mine up a couple days ago.
Yeah.
And I was out there by myself. And I have a point where I got to go about 25 feet.
Whoa.
And I went up there. And,
wow.
And I did it. And I was like, okay, if this thing goes left or goes right, what's my plan? I go, I got the bushes over here I could jump into if I really have to. And if I fall left, I go, I think I want to fall on the top of the car because at least I won't be falling as far. So in my head, I'm thinking, okay, if I fall, what's my plan when I fall? what am I going to do? I don't think I'm like Steve Austin fall guy, like Lee Majors out there. I don't think it would have ended that well. But at least I had a plan in my head.
You did.
I felt like I do have a plan.
We'll put that on the tombstone.
I don't know.
He had a plan.
He had a plan. Oh, brother. See you tomorrow.
Goodbye.